Josh Appel joins our video feed here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Crowder's up in Green Bay. You disappeared for the last segment. Where were you? Did you interview anybody or you just
looking
around at the facility?
No, I interviewed Jackson Smith and Jigba. I don't know how to say his last name, so I called him Jax. Yep. And then DeMarcus Lawrence.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Josh Appel will be on the call nationally on Sports USA Saturday night for the Dolphins-Jags game, and he was at joint practice today. So what? Anything jump out at you? We talked with Chris Perkins earlier, and we had seen Omar's tweets and a couple of others saying that it was kind of uneventful. It wasn't like that Detroit Dolphins practice where – Detroit won. They won the Super Bowl, and the Dolphins went winless for the season after that one practice. Uneventful today?
Yeah, and it was a who's who of media members as well. So it's unfortunate that it happened to be kind of uneventful. Although I will say the defense came up with a handful of big plays today. Jack Jones had an interception during a red zone period. Micah Fitzpatrick as well. I think Jalen Phillips and Chop had a really good day. Chubb had a couple of batted balls as well. Yeah, I mean, this was actually, I learned this afterwards when Liam Cohen was talking, this was their first joint practice, of training camp, which surprised me because this is the Dolphins.
This was the Jags' first joint practice.
Yeah. Interesting. Right. So they're not playing any of their starters on Saturday. And he said post practice that, you know, had we had, one or two joint practices prior to this, we may not have played our guys in our first two preseason games like they did. So I guess they treated their first two preseason games as somewhat of a joint practice, and they're going to sit everybody on Saturday night. But yeah, mostly uneventful today. There were a couple of brouhahas on the far field. One of them ended up finding its way into the indoor facility.
That's kind of funny, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. It was just a mass of people just slowly moving, but violently also, into the opening of the indoor facility.
I like slow violence.
That's Crowder. I was just thinking to myself, that is Crowder's type of fight, man. Slow, violent, and it just keeps meandering from different location to different location.
I could put so many kidneys in a slow, violent fight. Josh, the thought, and it's something I tried to look at, and I didn't see it versus Detroit. But, like, we're expecting Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, now Matt Judon. And we've talked about it where it doesn't exclude another cornerback. You just add another pass rusher. Are they dominating? Because Jalen Phillips hasn't practiced in a while. Like, you can see when a front four gets after it. You can see the pocket collapse. You can see it. Are you starting to see that?
Yeah, I mean, look, today was definitely a really good day for the Dolphins defense. And I think you got to see a little bit, or we got to see if you were there, a little bit of what they can do. I don't really know like what big picture to take away from these practices, because it was doom and gloom a week ago, and we were making these huge declarations on one bad day of practice. And then they've had, what, two or three joint practices since? Two, I guess. The second with Detroit, and then this one today. And it's been largely fine, a very normal run-of-the-mill joint practice with the slow, violent fights included. Like I said, it was a good day for those guys. It's just hard for me to really glean anything that's like overarching, big-picture takeaway from these.
Hey, Tua talked a lot about, you know, without Tyreek and Waddle at times because of their injuries, that he's been able to really figure out who else he trusts in that wide receiver room. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, Theo Weiss had a pretty solid game the other day, and in practice, apparently he's been making plays. We're high on Taj Washington. We talked about him the other day. And I know you talked with Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, and he has a dog, so you love him. Did anybody stand out? Because I don't know, like D'Eskridge, Taj Washington, Weiss, there's definitely a bunch of guys who I feel like have an opportunity to make the roster as a wide receiver, but I don't necessarily know which way the Dolphins are leaning.
Well, look, we know Malik Washington kind of burst onto the scene last season as well. He's a guy that Tua was trying to pick out a good bit today. Taj definitely got some targets, although he had one really rough rep in the one-on-one where he literally couldn't get off the line. It was like put into the ground by the opposing corner. I couldn't remember who it was. But Taj, I think, has been really impressive in the preseason and in what I've seen of training camp so far. I mean, those are the guys, right, that are battling for that final spot or spots in that wide receiver room. And I wouldn't be surprised if they keep an extra one just because of the kind of the uncertainty around Tyreek Hill. Some of these guys that you think might be on their way out might find themselves on the practice squad. I think, unfortunately, due to Taj Washington playing and being healthy, Malik Washington bursting onto the scene, Theo Weiss is playing well, Dee Eskridge is at a good camp. Like, I think this is the last we're seeing of a guy like Eric Ezukama. I know that's Solana's guy, but I think that's about it on Easy.
Anybody's name is Solana's guy, he's gonna get cut. Telling you this.
He was my guy when it was Skylar Thompson at Eazy-E in preseason, but without Skylar, he had no chance.
Josh, I mean, what do you think about this?
Haywood Highsmith and maybe now Eric Ezukama. I mean, holy mackerel, Solana doesn't know what to do.
Drew Smith is gonna replace him with his 5-2-1. But Josh, how do you feel about this? Because I keep saying we need a big target. Weiss is big as hell.
Yeah,
like Jalen's a little, Waddle's a little guy, Tyreek's a little guy. Do you think Weiss, not even off talent, just off God-given physical ability of being that bigger target?
Well, I think they're hoping that Darren Waller is that guy, and they'll be able to line him up, hopefully wherever, because he's not really a blocking tight end. He's going to go out there
today.
Yeah, he was out there. So yesterday was his first day in pads, but he didn't really do anything. Today, he did a little more individual stuff, but nothing during the team periods. They are really slow walking this with him, but it's a better sign than not that he's out there in pads and at least working in individual drills and on the side. I think Theo Weiss is a nice story here in the preseason, but again, when he's playing with Quinn Ewers against the other teams, you know, bottom third of the roster that's not going to be here, it's hard to take much away from it. I think Theo Weiss is probably going to end up on the practice squad. I have no like insider knowledge of that or anything, but this feels like they found something late and someone they could possibly develop, and he's performed so far. So I wouldn't be surprised if they hang on to him and try and develop him from the practice squad.
Solana, did you call him Tyrone Weiss earlier?
Did I?
I don't think so. I think I would have jumped.
He called him Tyrone Weiss. Because I knew I had a Weiss question, and I wrote Theo down, and he said Tyrone.
I don't think I called him Tyrone Weiss.
Pull it up, Jimmy.
And also get that sound. What, Abel, who were some of the media contingent that was out there? Because you mentioned at the beginning of the segment that it was a who's who.
Well, first of all, Aronde was there.
I saw that.
Big surprise today. OJ McDuffie was there. John Kangemi, a little Kimbo Camper, Joe Rose, Pete Prisco was there.
Oh, Pete Prisco loves the Jags.
Yeah, Cam Wolf from NFL Network. I mean, like I said, it was a who's who. There was a guy from CBS Sports. Dave Richard. I've never heard of him, but he was there. He had CBS Sports on his credential again.
We used to have Dave Richards on the show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Am I making that up?
No, we did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, George Richards, I think.
Well, him as well.
Yesterday, there's a very popular YouTube reporter. His name is Dougley Durong. He follows the Dolphins. He's a fan, but he covers the team. And he posted
He a fan.
And he covers the team. For who?
On his YouTube page. Very popular YouTube.
Wait a second. You have a YouTube page.
What are you doing, Crowder?
Crowder's Dougley Do Wrong podcast is up in Wisconsin right now talking to Jackson Smith and Jim.
We're getting them one tonight. It's going to be released tomorrow.
I don't know what you're doing. Like, there's a lot of people who run YouTube fan pages, but they do really good work at covering the team, reporting on the team.
Oh, that's cool. What did Dudley say?
Why are you taking a shot at Dougley, man?
He's tickled by the name. I follow him as well, and I think he's very good. But Dudley Do Wrong, I don't know if you know name. Solana. There used to be a character, Dudley Do Right.
Great water ride.
At Universal, it is.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if maybe you knew that that was a play on the name, but it's cutesy and it's funny.
Okay, it is.
Yeah,
funny.
I got gotcha. You.
So what? Dudley, Doug, what did Dudley Doug report? Lee.
His name is Doug.
I got gotcha.
No,
but it's a play off Dudley Do Right.
I got gotcha. You. Yeah, I don't think
you do.
I know. I realize that.
I'm not certain that you do.
But yesterday he was at practice yesterday, and he took a selfie with the entire media contingency at Dolphins practice. Omar Kelly, Isaiah Smalls, Fiorones, Perk is in there. Marcel Louis Jacques, Alan Poupart is in there. And he says, with my guys. And at the very bottom of the screen is Josh Appel just sneaking his head into the selfie out of nowhere.
Appel hates to not be part of a group photo. If you ever want to troll Appel, be out with a group of people and then say, hey, we should all take a picture, and then hand your phone to Appel and say, will you take the picture? He literally bursts into tears.
Here's the thing. So you see Travis Wingfield in the background there. He's kind of on his laptop in a zone or whatever, and he's not paying attention to the photo. Everybody in the comments on that picture is now saying, oh, Travis Wingfield must hate all the Dolphins beat writers. Travis Wingfield must hate everybody. He's in a zone. He's so much better than everybody else because they're taking a picture and he's watching practice. And so I didn't want to be that guy. So I just participated.
Cunio texts that he didn't make your list of media who's who that was out there today.
I didn't even know he was there.
Interesting. Mm. What a shot.
I definitely did not pull into the parking lot at the same time as him and then also secretly snap a photo of him and then send it to you. I did not do either of those two things today.
Do you go to Olive Garden?
I haven't been in years, but I have been before.
And what do you think?
The breadsticks are good.
Everybody says that.
That's about it. I mean, I like my plain butter and noodles at home. Well, for free, instead of going to Olive Garden.
He sent a picture the other night. His dinner was a bowl of penne noodles with butter sauce.
It's ridiculous.
It delicious. Honestly, it honestly looked like something I used to feed DJ.
You know, I ate it with my fingers too.
But was that the entirety of your dinner? Just noodles and butter?
It was one of those nights we weren't that hungry, so we just had to eat something. We threw some pasta on the, you know, we had some pasta.
She should never be as big as you are. You're 6'4". You're eating penne and butter?
What was that, like a ronzini?
Box of penne.
Right. Ronzini, Barilla. What do you think it was?
Oh, what's Publix the, brand. Publix
what's,
brand.
What's the blue box? Is the blue box Barilla?
Barilla. Bogo. Yeah, Bogo. Yeah,
that Bogo. One. Oh, did I used to love when DJ was young, a Bogo pasta. Didn't matter what the shape, man. Give me a Bogo pasta. You know, were you dapping up Ryan Clark there during this segment, or you were talking to someone?
He brought over my Pepsi because I left it in the room.
You know, Ryan Clark has a take, Appel, that croutons are the worst part of a salad. That crouton, right. I mean, there's two things about a salad. You need dressing. Salad is a delivery mechanism for dressing.
Yeah.
And you need croutons. And to be quite honest, most of these restaurants, they're light on the croutons.
Very.
This is not an expensive item. Mm-hmm. You know, these aren't fresh cut bacon bits. These are rotten bread. And they sprinkle like four croutons. Hey, what are we doing here? Olive Garden's giving out free breadsticks as much as you want. The same ingredients. But if you get bread on your salad at a restaurant, they put like four croutons. Ryan Clark doesn't even want those four.
Hey, Ryan, give me those croutons. I'll put them on my salad. Double my number from four to eight. That's like an elitist take from Ryan Clark.
I will take what you just said, Hawk. Who says, hey, put rotten bread on anything and it makes it better?
That's literally why they named it croutons, because rotten bread sounded terrible on top of your salad.
I don't like croutons.
No, it reminds me of when you go through the drive-thru at whatever, like a fast food restaurant, and you ask for sauce and they hand you like two. And it's like, hey, drive-through attendant, I appreciate you, but why are you not willing to give me more sauce. Like, you're really trying to cape up for your multi-billion dollar organization that you're not going to give me more sauce packets. Like, really? That's where you draw the line? Hey, person making the salad, give me more than 6 croutons, please. Like, why are you hoarding the croutons? I don't understand.
It should, you feel like it should almost be like, you know, an ice machine scooper for croutons. Like, because they're obviously just hand placing like 4 croutons, and they should be shoveling it like a popcorn bucket. You know what I mean?
It should be the base. It should be the base of a salad. If you think about it,
crouton based salad,
like a cereal.
Now the sauce gets all on the croutons.
Tell Ryan Clark that we want to make a salad where the entire crouton bowl, a crouton salad bowl,
a crawl.
Oh my God. I just invented something that's incredible. You know, a bread bowl for soup. How about a crouton bowl for salads?
I see a crow. He ignored me.
Well, that's probably because he doesn't know what crawl is. You have to explain what a crawl is.
I can't imagine why.
He looked up from his phone and started looking at his phone again.
All right. Josh Appel, he's going to be on the call for Sports USA Saturday night, Hard Rock Stadium. Dolphins and Jags preseason finale. Thank you, as always, Josh.
Always enjoy coming on. Appreciate you guys.
Always.